God is a faithful God. God's a good God. Something I enjoy sharing with younger ministers from time to time, those that listen, and most will. You know, I've learned so much from the Lord at the bedside of praying for someone that needs healing. There's a real anointing, and it has happened over and over and over and over again through the years. There's just a special anointing of God when you go by the bedside of someone that needs the Lord. Revelation knowledge just has a way of coming, and it's so important. I was curious. I said, Lord, what is that all about? And they said, well, you're acting like Jesus when you pray for people. You're acting like Jesus, who went about doing good. Jesus of Nazareth, filled with the Holy Ghost, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the enemy, for God was with him. Praise the Lord. I can't do everything. I can't be everywhere at the same time. Only Jesus can do that. Only the Lord can do that. But I got, it was an interesting phone call relay, of course, through texting and all that stuff. And then someone called me and found me, and one of our staff, and said, there's a little lady in the hospital, and her daughter had called. She's been in this church since about 19, of course, the other location in this one, to about 1986, I guess. Usually sits behind Sue Tidwell over there to the left. By the way, Tony, it's good to see your mom here. God bless you. So good to see you. Amen. You won't get lonely while you're here. But they said, Mom only has 2 hours to live. And is there any way you could contact Pastor? Is there any way that he could perhaps visit with Mom? And so they found me, and it was just really a miracle the way God did everything. And I got up to the hospital, and we walked into the room. It's just like the power of God. I don't know. I can't explain it. Just the power of God was in that room. And she'd just been laid back, and, you know, it's kind of like Dr. Putnam. You know, one night we all gathered the family in, and everybody sang Precious Memories, and they sang for about 2 hours up and down the halls. And Brother Putnam said he's going home to be with Jesus. Well, I went back the next morning. I thought I'd better check and see, you know, see when the memorial service is going to be, and, you know, just be sure I was on top of it. And he was eating breakfast with a big grin on his face. How old would he have been about that time? I don't know. But old gets younger all the time, of course. We'll leave that one alone. Okay, let's move right along here. But I said, Dr. Putnam, because he'd been on our staff and preached for many, many years. I said, I thought you was going home to be with Jesus. He said, oh, I changed my mind. Really? They called in every relative, and boy, they had cousins with the dozens and relatives. And I mean, boy, they were singing all those Bill Gaither songs. And I mean, it was a home-going night. Come up the next morning to say the last rites, if there was anything left to say. He's eating breakfast, just having a great old time. Went ahead and lived quite a while after that. Well, I walked into the hospital room, and I'll tell you, just the glory of God was there. And she said, Pastor Nichols. And it shocked her. And she rose up in the bed, and she began to preach to me. Dear God. I said, woman, get out of that bed. I need you Sunday morning. Precious little black lady has been attending this church for so many times, years, and And oh, she just telling me, she said, oh, I love my church and I love the people of my church. And she said, I love to give to my church and God's blessed me with a good job. And oh, she said, you know, I don't care what the doctors say. First report's not the last report. She said, you taught me that. And she just kept preaching things that that she'd heard me say. So anyway, we just had a hallelujah glory time and prayed. I said, I don't want to wear you out. And she said, oh, she was just fired up. And her daughter said, it's just like a brand new person. Well, you know, the time does come to go home, and she's got to have some miracles in her body. But you know, I always pray, as your days, so shall your strength be. Let's be strong till we get out of here. Let's be strong in the Lord. And amen. Joe and I went by last evening just for a little while. And I mean, boy, she was still fired up. Amen. Just fired up preaching to us, telling us how thrilled her granddaughter's in Calvary Christian Academy, and how thrilled she is of that, and how thrilled. And said her family just doesn't understand how blessed she is. You know, I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard to explain to folks that don't quite understand why you're so blessed. Amen. It really is. Well, it shouldn't be, but it is. But tonight, let's go to Philippians, the sixth chapter. Philippians, the sixth chapter. And I just want to share something with us tonight in the Word of God. And I want us just to see what the Word of God has to say. Here in Philippians, the fourth chapter, Philippians, the fourth chapter. And let's read beginning at verse, well, let's just go to verse 4. Where do you start? Where do you stop? Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, I personally consider this eighth verse of the fourth chapter of Philippians to be one of the most powerful verses. I mean, there are many power verses, all scriptures given by inspiration of God. But listen, finally, brethren, that means something. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are, whatsoever things are true, is it true? Whatsoever things are honest, is it honest? Whatsoever things are just, is it just? Whatsoever things are pure, a lot of impurity in our world today. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, squeeze it, look for it. Cry out to God, show me, Lord. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Think on these things. And I haven't had time to just perfect it by a long shot, but I do want to give you some things that are very much in my heart tonight. There are three insights that I want to share with you tonight on how to think like God. How many reckon that if we learn to think like God, life's going to be stronger and better, right? You see, when we think like God, we can rejoice always. The reason we can't rejoice always is because we're not thinking like God. This fourth chapter is awesome. I mean, it's loaded. I mean, it is a blueprint for a victorious life. All of Philippians is, all the Word of God is, but especially this portion of God's Word. The first thing that I want to call to your attention tonight, how do we think like God? Think holy. think holy. 1 Peter 1:16, for as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what the word of God says. 2 Peter 1:21 said, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy men of God. It pays to think holy. And these emphases may seem close together, but I want to dwell here just for a moment. You know, we live in a world that by and large does not think holy. And when I say think holy, someone says, well, do you expect us to be a super saint of some kind? Well, we all should be saints. And as saint, there's either saints or ain'ts. And a saint ought to think like God. And the Bible says, think on these things. Does every believer you know think on the very things I just got through reading? Not that you know, not that I know. Not even us personally have perfected this, but we're on the way. God wants us to think holy. You know, that'll cut out a lot of clutter in our thought life. Is it holy? Is it holy? Is God-like? Is it God-like? Be ye holy, for I am holy. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Life is better. Life is wonderful. Life is awesome. Life is worth living when we learn to think, start thinking holy. And as we start to think along a certain line, you know, there's a lot wrong with the world that we live in. There's a lot wrong with our nation tonight. There's a lot wrong with politics tonight. There's a lot wrong with education, public education tonight. There's a lot wrong with the economy. We're $18 billion deeper in debt than we were just a few short 6 years ago. So there's a lot of things that when we talk about that, you know, talk shows, I appreciate people that give accurate information and accurate talk shows. We wouldn't know what's going on most of the time if somebody didn't ferret it out and give us some insights to that. Years ago, people could pull things off and it was hidden and it was really hard to find the truth. But, you know, I thank God, again, for talk shows that bring out things that need to be brought out. But, listen to me here. But we must realize this one thing. You can't spend all your time listening to something like that or you'll get mad, mean, and bitter. I listen to find out what's going on. I'm interested in a little bit interested in what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, if your ear's just glued, I know at least one couple in this church, they would tell me about their mother and said, mother stays mad all day long because she listens to speakers telling us what's wrong all day long. And, you know, probably a high percentage of what they're hearing is right, but you can't feed on that. The only thing you can feed on that is their life content, it's the Word of God. Where you spend you're going to think I'm some kind of a weirdo. But, you know, what turns us on? I see people reading things on airplanes. I thought, man, I wouldn't clutter my brain with that. Sometimes I look, when I'm traveling, I look in these little book, you know, little places where they sell books, in the airports, and it's amazing what people, I say, what are people buying? And they'll tell you, and it's just crazy things. There's a precious few good things in there. But I'll tell you what, best thing you do when you get on an airplane is pull this out. I said, the best thing you can do when you when you have some time that you're on, pull the Word of God out and start reading. And boy, if you've got 2 or 3 hours and nobody can interrupt that time unless you want them to or let them to, it's amazing. It is amazing how the word can just come alive. When there's no cell phone in your ear and when no one's taking your time and that type of thing. But what I'm saying here is we need to ask God to help us to think holy. How do you know how to think holy? Well, the Word of God. I just got through reading some good guidelines on how to think holy. How to think holy. Now, you've got to think about other things. You ladies have to think about cooking, and you have to think about household things. And men, you have to think about your job, and you have to think about the things that are... I'm not being weird about this, but when the choice is yours, think holy. And when you're not thinking holy, something begins to just, you know, just begins to churn inside of you. Amen. Learn to think holy. And the way you think holy is to think according to the Word of God. Be ye holy. Be ye holy. That's the Word of God. As it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy men of God. You know how we got the Bible? Men of God submitted themselves to think holy by the Holy Ghost. And if we will submit our mind for God to think through us and for God to impart to us, instead of just being a nerve bag, or instead of just being our life just being frustrating, we can think the thoughts of God. When you start thinking the thoughts of God, wake up with a verse of Scripture. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. Or strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will hold you up with the right hand of my righteousness. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, her delight, is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be. This precious lady in the hospital, she was full of the word and full of good reports. And even though the doctors were not giving her good reports about her body, her report was a good report. She's talking about Jesus. She's talking about the healing power of God. Hallelujah. Talking about the provision of God, the goodness of God. Oh, my, my. Think holy. Learn to think holy. Now, there's a second way that I feel the Spirit of God instructed me. Learn to think, now listen, holy. I know it sounds the same, but holy. Or Colossians 2:10 said, we are complete in him. Doesn't make any difference what anybody says. We may not always act like it. We may not always feel like it. But we are complete in him. I am complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's one thing this church tries to stay with in everything that I know. And especially in our Bible college. You know, I've never seen a strong Christian who did not know who they were and what they had in Christ. Not what I think, not how I feel, not how my family talks, not the way things are, not the way, you know, everyone else has an idea about it. But we are complete. We are whole. Wilt thou be made whole? Oh, yes, Lord, whole in our mind, complete in our minds. You may agree with me or disagree, but I believe you will agree. You know, every morning when I wake up, I say in the name of Jesus, I receive divine health. And I walk today and every day in the divine health of the Son of the living God. And I go further and I say, in the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God. God has not given me the spirit of fear. Shut up, mind. Do you ever just wake up in your mind just running like a shutter in an old camera? Just say, shut up, mind. Think the thoughts of God. From your spirit, you have the authority. Your spirit is boss. Your mind is not your boss. Your body is not your boss. The Spirit of God in you is your boss. Has the authority in your life. Not only do we think holy, but we think holy or complete. I am complete in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last enemy to be put underfoot is death. One day we'll all die. But we don't really die, we're promoted. We are complete. My mind is complete. It may not be perfect yet, but it is complete in Him. God considers my mind to be the mind of Christ. How can you improve on the mind of Christ? So I'm not going to let my mind think like the world thinks. I'm not going to let my mind think like the evening news thinks. I'm not going to. Or the choice is mine, I'll put it that way. But holy, complete in Christ. And of course, Colossians 2:10, we are complete in Him which is the head. He's the boss, which is the head. We are complete in Christ. Now, I'm just like you are. There's days I don't feel saved. Now, I know some people, you know, said ever since I got saved, I turned cartwheels up and down the church, and 24/7 I feel saved. Oh, I got to, well, I'm not quite that spiritual yet, but I'm on the way. There's times my body doesn't feel saved. There's times my mind does not feel safe. There's times my mind thinks it wants to take time out and worry. My body wants to take time out and go a different direction. And the more you think negative thoughts and the more you give your body to things that are around you, the more difficult things become. Hallelujah. Praise God. The late J. Frank Norris, who was the pastor of First Baptist Church downtown, powerful preacher, powerful man of God. I remember I'd go home after church and I had a little radio and I'd listen to KFJZ was owned by First Baptist Church Fort Worth way back when. KFJZ was 13 or 12, whatever it was. And I'd listen on Sunday night to J. Frank Norris preach. Even then, my young heart was listening up. And I remember one night hearing Dr. J. Frank Norris. He said, one day they will say that Dr. J. Frank Norris has died. He said, don't believe a word of it. He said, Dr. J. Frank Norris will be more alive than he's ever been in his lifetime. Eternally in the presence of God. You won't find me out at the graveyard. You won't find me where my tombstone may be. I'm going to be with Jesus. Oh, when they say we've died, we haven't died. We've just transferred residences. We've just transferred residences. Hallelujah. Anybody happy here tonight? Hallelujah. So God wants us to think holy. God wants us to think holy, or the fact that we are complete in Christ. We're not fragmented. You may let yourself be that, but you're not that in the eyes of God. You are complete. The work of Calvary, the finished work of Calvary, is a completed work. You say, well, everybody in my family has had a police record. You don't have to be that. Everybody in my family, you've heard me tell the story about a man that was in our church years ago. He said, every man in our family has a heart attack at age 54. And that's all he could talk about. It's the hardest thing I ever did, talk him out of having a heart attack at 54. He said, keep on teaching me faith. Keep on talking faith to me. But he said, this is the way it's meant. I said, it doesn't have to keep on being that way. Life begins at Calvary. You don't have to be like your family. You don't have to be like your family tree. Everything's got somebody hanging from their family tree. You don't have to be that way. Holy. Well, there's another word. Thank God. And that's the word wholeness. Wholeness. Hallelujah. Wholeness. 1 Timothy 6. I'll have to turn and drop half my Bible out trying to find it. 1 Timothy chapter 6. All right. Verses 3 through 6. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words. Wholesome. God wants us to lean to wholesome words. That's why cussing or cursing is such a waste of time. There's nothing productive. There's nothing productive there. But you know, there's something that's just about as bad, and that's griping, complaining, and gossiping. Amen. If any man teach otherwise, then consent not to wholesome words. Wholesome words. Even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, and evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. This did not say that to have things in life is wrong. But it makes all the difference where you place the emphasis. I said, do you have things or do things have you? Do you have things or do things have you? If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words. So we talked about think holy, think holy completely, and think wholeness. Think whole words. An old dictionary, Webster's dictionary, that I inherited from my family. It was, I don't know where it came from, but it's been in our family for a long time. Wholesome, it said, that which promotes spiritual or moral health. Give yourself to that which promotes spiritual or moral health or well-being, moral or mental soundness, beneficial to our character. Wholesome means that which is healthy for mind, morals, spirit, and spiritual and physical health. Thank God for an old dictionary. I mean, it's a big thing. I could work out lifting that dictionary. I was carrying it from room to room. And somebody said, do you need help? Well, I didn't, but I appreciated the offer. Wholeness. Wholeness. Let your words be words of wholeness, words that build godly character, words that build physical strength, words that keep your mind on track. Hallelujah. Oh, are you with me here? Wholeness, wholesomely, positively. You know, really what I think it's saying here, words, positive words, good words, successful words that enable us to have success in life. Positive words that enable us to have success in life. It's amazing. Of course, they're not here tonight. But it's amazing how many Christians stay in the valley of defeat because they never learned to put a governor on their mouth or on their tongue. The Bible said that the tongue is set on the fires of hell. Proverbs said an immoral woman will send you to hell, help you in the process of it. But you know, the tongue is set on the fires of hell. And the Bible said that no man can tame it. Well, praise God for that. That got me off the hook. No. Wait a minute. Whoa. You say, no one can handle my sin. Nobody but Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus can forgive your sins. And no matter what you've done or where you've been or what you've been up to, aren't you glad for the grace of God? The mercy of the wholeness of God. The wholesomeness. Can you imagine God being immoral? Can you imagine God thinking an unwholesome thought? Can you imagine God using gutter language? Can you imagine God having gutter thoughts? Can you imagine God looking at male or female or people or situations and see it any other way except, I have the answer to that. I have the solution to that. Oh, if they just read my words, I can forgive every sin. Oh, I'm so glad that I serve a Lord who is able to forgive every sin. Every sin. You remember when that gang and those thugs in New York did they kill that young man or maim him? I don't remember. And Nicky Cruz, you remember all of that? Was the young man killed? I believe he was killed, and those young men were in jail. And David Wilkerson was up in New England somewhere, and God says, go down and minister to those. Well, everybody was filled with such rage and hatred that these gang people could just take a pitiful guy that couldn't defend himself. And David got permission to go in and talk to these people. And then he met Nicky Cruz on the street, which, of course, that's when Pat Boone in the movie, you remember the cross and the switchblade? And Nicky Cruz had said, when I see that preacher, I'm going to kill him. I'll carve him up. I'll carve him up with my knife. And David Wilkerson looked him in the eye and said, you could carve me to little pieces, but every piece I have will say, Jesus loves you, Nicky. And it melted Nicky's hard heart. Melted his hard heart. Cut me to pieces. He was a skinny preacher at that point. Had no weapons on him. Had no means of defending himself except the greatest defense in the world. And that is the power of God. And Nicky Cruz, who is still alive and still ministering. David Wilkerson has gone on to be with the Lord. But he said, you can carve me up in little pieces, and every piece of me will say, Nicky Cruz, I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. Wholeness. Oh, aren't you thankful that we can think holy? We can think wholly or completely, and we can think wholeness. That which promotes spiritual or moral health. We can think that way. We can talk that way. You know, it's so amazing to me as a pastor to know. I know certain people. Not everyone has had the same type of background. But I've had lunch with or been around or spent time with people that have had such a sordid, zero background. But oh, the grace of God sought them out and they gave their hearts to Jesus. And God broke all those old, terrible, evil habits. And God blessed them and saved them and changed them. And literally, as it did with Saul of Tarsus, made them into an apostle or a person of love. Oh, thank God for the grace of God. You witnesses, you never know the miracles that are going to happen when you're out knocking on someone's door and telling them about the goodness of God. Wholesome, wholesome, wholesome. Oh, it promotes spiritual or moral health, moral or mental soundness, beneficial to one's character. That which is healthy for mind, morals, spirit, spiritually and physically healthy. I'm going to tell you, thank God Jesus paid it all. And all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it white as snow. Hallelujah. Oh, some of you have a pretty stormy testimony. And some of you, you know, about everything you ever said was be mean to a cat or something like that, you know. But wait a minute. It goes deeper than that. One sin, one bullet can take you out. One bullet can take you. You don't have to do a bunch of sin. You don't have to be the biggest, baddest sinner that ever lived. One bullet, one sin. What you came into this world and what has happened in your life can help you or enable you. And I'd say help you, will enable you to stand one day. And we were somewhere the other day with one of our staff. I don't remember where it was. And we're talking to someone about Jesus. He said, well, you know, I'm a good person. And they were very sincere. I help people. I do things for people. I help people. I have certain things I do. I seek ways to help people. I'm a good person, but good person will not save you. Only the blood of Jesus. Only the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Only the blood of Jesus can and will change your life. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Wholeness. You know, the truth of it is two scriptures that are so almost common to us, God forbid, almost common to us. But you know, I'll tell you the way to unlock a scripture that's become common to you is just keep on saying it and keep on praying it and just keep on saying it and just keep on praying it and just keep on saying it and just keep on praying it. And one is, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things. Church, listen to me tonight. Listen to me. No matter where you've come from, no matter what's happened to you since you had the big bang of salvation, no matter what, no matter how badly you've messed up, starting tonight, you literally can do. You can be all things through Christ, who is your strength. Oh, there's all kinds of prophecies and predictions of what's coming upon the world. And oh, I mean, there's fear on every hand today. But oh, thank God for scriptures such as that. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Though you may have messed up and messed up badly, maybe you have been just very foolish with your life. You've done real well and then you made a mistake and then it just seemed like you went on a downward spiral. I tell you tonight, you need to re-embrace, I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. I'm not locked into a loser's mentality. I'm not locked into moral sins. I'm not locked into to unfaithfulness. I'm not locked into my mind thinking things that it shouldn't think. I'm not locked in to things that are hurting and ruining my life. I can through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And also my God shall supply all of my needs. All of my needs. All of my needs. All of my needs. According to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. And the best part about this message tonight, it is true. It's His word. It's His word. It's God's word. My God shall supply. My God shall supply. Never forget when my father became ill and couldn't practice law as he had for a number of years, and there were several things that just seemingly went downhill, and several difficult things that came from my family. And of course, Mom was right there in the middle of it. And then came a time when Dad could not make money as he had at one time. And then when Dad went on to be the Lord, there were medical bills and there were things before that. And I saw my mother take that little Bible, take that Bible, take that Bible that I've heard her pray out so many times, that Bible that she's used in teaching Bible college years ago in our own Bible college, taught Sunday school classes, Bible classes, But you know what? She took that Bible and she believed God, and she took that Bible and she believed God, and she prayed, and she prayed in the Spirit, and she called upon the name of the Lord, and she was a remembrancer to God of the promises of God. And I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, no one could figure it out. Mom said, I can't even figure it out how that every bill was paid. And my mom did not die broke. We didn't lose the house. Hallelujah. I don't know what you may be facing tonight, but folks, this what we preach is real. You can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. You're not a victim of men. Get rid of that victim mentality. I can do all things. No matter what the news says, no matter what politics say, no matter what people say, no matter what my family says, no matter what others may say, no matter what my children or my grandchildren, if they don't speak the word of God, no matter. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. My God shall supply all my needs. Stand with me tonight. Stand with me tonight. My. So, how to think like God? Think holy. Think holy. We are complete in Him. And think wholeness. I am complete. I am complete. Not only am I spiritually complete, I am complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, I am complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, how I trust Him, how great Him all I adore. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.